And you gonna murder this one and murder that one. Talking all that bullshit. I'ma put it to you like this, yo.
This is for the nerds. This is for the brainiacs. This is what we deserve. Go ahead and play it back. You ain't gonna touch me. You're not gonna do nothing. You are not above me. I bet you wish you was me. I know it, I know.
What is poppin', everybody? And welcome back to another special episode of the Only Friends Podcast. Well, you know, it's me and my only friends, which includes, but is not limited to, my boy, Tartu!
What is happening?
What's poppin', baby?
Look at this, man. We are
He's a fucking paradise. Sea turtle.
You are literally at your natural habitat.
I am in my natural habitat
right now. You're just floating around, dude. Mm-hmm. You're the biggest sea turtle out
here. Hold on. Tortoises are land animals, no?
They are.
He oscillates between a turtle and a tortoise,
right,
depending on his mood, it seems.
When he's feeling younger, he's a turtle.
Right. All tortoises are turtles, but not all tortoises.
That's not true. That is incorrect. That's really similar.
I don't think this is the square rectangle.
Oh, absolutely not. It absolutely is.
No, it's 100% true.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Which way does it go now?
Book it.
Well, all tortoises are turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises.
Okay.
Whatever Lamada said is true.
I think that should be a book.
Lamon Brian.
Book it.
Lamon Brian.
So this is a flipper versus feet type of debate?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Right. I'm not going to get into that one. Yeah. I'm not co-signing that one, but the other one, yes.
And the flippers came second.
Landon went from calling me tortoise to turtle, so maybe I'll just... Maybe I'll just go out into the sea.
Hey, why don't you just shut up, okay?
I'm out of here.
Would you just shut up, man?
I am out.
Yeah, you guys don't know how much we've talked about Brian just about the walk-off set last week. It was one of the best moments ever.
Listen... The audience is lucky there is a podcast. It's almost killed the host.
Whoa. You mean the sidekick.
I'm sorry. It almost killed the sidekick.
You know?
Can we also just talk about the fact that not only have we been setting up for going on 4 hours now, but we have no In the Muck. We have no laptop for Landon to do an In the Muck.
Wow. We're in the muck.
We're in the muck right now.
We're mucking it up real good.
Landon, did you bring your laptop?
I brought it with me, but not with me.
Landon's back is in the muck. Show them your hammock back.
So Landon decided to sleep in the hammock last night because why did you sleep
in the hammock, itchy Landon?
Well, can you show the people your back?
What do you mean, itchy?
Landon, this is content that we need.
It's content.
Landon, show the people your back.
Is it sunburn or what? Can you describe
it? It's latticed. It's like a waffle fry.
He looks like he was in Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, that joke is reserved for you.
That's literally for you, and the edited face looks like you.
Bob, you're good.
He just wants someone else to be the Passion of the Christ.
He is the Passion of the
Christ. I've never even seen Passion of the Christ, so I don't know. Look in the mirror. I felt like he was getting whipped or something.
It's a very apropos reference, given that today is Easter Monday.
It is Easter Monday.
It's actually April Fool's Day, so it's still a great reference.
Also an apropos reference for Easter Monday, I think.
For those of less vocabulary, what the fuck does apropos mean?
Appropriate,
but it's like a...
Why couldn't you just say appropriate?
It's like a wider way of saying
it. Why did you have to do that?
It sounds fancier.
He wants to sound cool and fancy.
Yeah, you put your pinky up and say it.
No. Yeah. There are times to use apropos, and that was one of them.
And that was an apropos time.
No, it was an appropriate time to use apropos.
Fuck you, Berkey.
Berkey, just shut up.
You sound like Kendall Roy when you do that.
I don't know who that is.
It's the guy that everyone said you sound like from Succession. When you were ranting on Spaces. Why do I have an echo?
Very apropos reference.
When you were ranting on Spaces, everyone was like, is that Kendall Roy?
What does he do?
He's like the rich son of like this guy, and he's trying to get the company.
Yeah.
Mm. He's like kind of a snooty. He's snooty like
snooty. Yeah, that
trust fund
sense.
Guy kind of.
Trust funds? Wasn't Succession like in the 1700s?
No.
Oh.
No, it's modern day.
No, yeah, it's like a
I'm so
company.
You should watch it. It's a good show.
It's just a show.
That echoes on his laptop. Allegedly, we won't hear it in post, but. Yeah. When this whole thing gets scrapped,
Madonna.
You'll know why.
I'm like Madonna performing.
Yes, like a virgin on the Virgin Voyage Cruise.
Nice, guys.
Here we are.
Nice.
Yay.
We have a little bit of behind the scenes of the Tortois making his way to the beach. we had a big, big Saturday before getting on the boat. We went to the Marlins game. I went to the Marlins game. That was
I'm so glad you called it the Marlins game, not the Pirates game.
That was so crazy. Oh, yeah.
Our sleep has been real weird since we started traveling, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. We're all on East Coast time, man. Or West Coast time still, jet-lagged. I guess. I just didn't bother.
Well, I mean, you were just having a party.
I had a little bit of party last night.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Burke, Lone Depot Stadium, or whatever it's called, ballpark? Mid, yeah, very mid.
Mid at best.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we're just spoiled from PNC Park.
No. I've been to other ballparks.
Yeah, Petco Park, really nice.
Honestly,
Camden Park's really nice.
Even Detroit's park is very nice by comparison.
Yeah, for sure.
Very mid. Very.
I see why nobody ever goes.
Literally, like the third most expensive park in all of baseball.
Is it really?
I don't know. It was very expensive. It was like $1 billion when they built it, or some
a retractable
nonsense.
Roof.
I'm gonna get blasted in the comments. There's way it was $1 billion.
Hell no.
Point is,
not a
point
news
is,
source.
It was way too expensive. They used to have like little Havana in left field, and then they realized no one cared, and they tore the whole thing down.
You know,
again, I'm gonna get trashed, but it was like a big rainbow thing going on out there.
Nice.
I don't know.
I would like that.
Yeah, well, they took it down because no one cared.
Right. Yeah, I thought there was it's like a pool in the back or
used
something.
Used to be
all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like everything that was expensive is no longer there.
Well, they look poor.
Well, they still paid for it.
What they do? What a waste.
Well, you see, Melissa, when only 3,000 people showed up to a stadium that has capacity of 60, they were just like, we don't care.
They don't want to keep it running.
We just don't care. Put fucking tarps over everything. We don't care.
R.I.P. to Marlins.
I feel like such a genius right now. I just pulled out my phone to pull up the stream.
What stream? Oh, this stream?
Yeah. What did the chat say?
What's the chat up to?
I was going to see what the chat was talking about.
They wanted to see if I was right about the billion.
I was going to go talk shit with them. But
shout out to the chat. If you're out there, hit hashtag Discord. You know, go ahead and hit the in the muck segment and all kinds of bullshit.
Nice.
Yeah,
hit that.
Yeah, hit that.
So we are recording and not live. We're not live if you didn't get that, and we're doing it later. What were your first impressions of the ship, huh?
Ship's great.
I think the people like to know. Look how gorgeous it looks in the background.
Look
at this shot. Is this the Atlantic Ocean or the Caribbean?
Are they not the same?
It looks fake, but I promise you it's not fake.
We're on the Indian Ocean.
We are the best at geography.
Okay, I'm not good at geography.
It's the Atlantic.
I believe it's the Atlantic, and I know it's not the Indian.
But we're going into the Caribbean
Sea. Indian Sea.
No.
The Caribbean Sea.
I'm pretty sure we're going to pass through the Panama Canal, and then we'll be in the Pacific Ocean.
I think it's the Black Sea.
No, listen. I don't know a lot about geography, but everything Melissa's naming is definitely in Europe.
Well, we're going from the Atlantic
we're not
to the
close
Black
to Europe.
Sea.
Are you sure?
Adrian,
we're not in the
absolutely
Arctic
not.
Ocean?
Absolutely not. No.
Maybe
no.
The Arctic. No.
The Bering Strait is nowhere near us. I don't even know if that has
Strait
anything
of Magellan for sure.
Strait of Magellan.
The Strait of Gibraltar for sure.
The Panama Canal is somewhere around here.
All
the
canals.
I don't think that's true.
The
I
Suez
really don't
Canal.
LaManna did not stop cooking at the Marlins game, by the way.
Right.
He has a little ditty for us.
Oh, Jesus.
Not a P Diddy.
Easy. Do not associate me with
Diddy, my dude.
Just because that we're both rappers.
The new Diddy?
Not a P Diddy.
I kidnap you for the week. Rolling up and going up. I'm smoking weed and pulling up. I look up and hold it up. I take your legs and fold it up. I take my time. I break it down. I tell you not to make a sound. I take that KK, pass it round. Your clothes keep dropping to the ground.
Woo!
Got him!
That was my little homage to,
sure
to, you know, Wiz Khalifa, Pittsburgh's own Wiz Khalifa, after the Pirates just mopped the Marlins. Yeah. I sound good. What do you think? You think I got a career?
I don't know, but I just made $5 off a half drinking Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. I'm so thirsty.
Is that the most profit you've made so far on Chip?
By far.
You just bought his Coke off him for $5?
Yeah, I'm so
It's
thirsty.
Like not even a full glass of
it's
Coke.
It's like pretty full. It's full enough.
I mean, to be fair, they're not free.
Yeah,
oh, no, free. No,
actually,
they're
those, free. Those
free.
Have,
yeah.
Have you been
free.
Paid?
Let me see that.
No,
job.
But like, hustle right you have now. To pay for all your drinks no, except
profit.
For pop.
Yeah, just find me when I'm thirsty pop. And have a Diet pop. Coke around me, and I'll buy it. So that's the hustle.
I know every morning I'll have.
You'll bring in like three.
$5.
I just stole
just
it.
Knock if he, on your door
if he does hustle. This enough days in a row, he can play King Two suited again.
Wow, what a beautiful hand that was.
I can't believe how much of a degenerate you are.
What do you mean?
Like you're on case money and you just opened the king deuce suited under the gun.
Would you not?
Yeah. You,
I would not.
I was, first off, I was not under the gun.
Yeah, you were under the gun too.
You were under the gun.
I was straddling. I straddled.
Oh my god. Straddle. That
how
was
many
the reason why
was
I opened. You're right. That was the reason why I opened.
Gun eight.
Gun eight.
Gun eight.
Gun eight. Gun eight.
You have a gun eight over a straddle with king deuce suited.
Yeah.
You deserve what you got.
Right.
Shit yeah. happens.
Got boat over boated.
Yeah, it was no fun.
He neglected to mention the imagine king deuce just being
what like was it, king five
no,
deuce
I don't
deuce?
Care. No, it was king three deuce. King wow. three deuce, deuce eight.
Wow, just threes or eights?
Eights.
Brutal.
Oh.
Pain.
Imagine like opening five pips too wide and saying, eh, it happens.
Yeah,
it I happens. Do that all the time.
What the fuck are you talking
yeah,
about?
You do that
well,
all
I do
time.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference. I can reload.
Yeah, I mean, what
when
happens?
You could reload, it happens.
When you're like on the button or something.
No, exactly
yeah, where I am.
Look, I've opened gun eight with king deuce before. Okay, I'm not gonna pretend like I. Yeah.
You're saying
I'm not holier than thou.
You're saying a fatter bankroll is an excuse to play poorly.
Yes.
Well, no, but no. It's an excuse to you know, YOLO every once
fart
in a while.
Around. Farting around.
Farting around.
Chill,
I mean, I don't think there's so much farting.
And what I mean,
chill.
Every
speaking
once
of
in a
farting,
while,
like,
every other round.
When people we were getting on the elevators, there was like somebody that, like whoever you are that did that, it was
ripped
so
ass.
Bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like so
the
strong.
Anus crimes.
And then we got into the elevator and I was like talking to Sam and I was like, who would rip ass like when
anal
you're waiting
leaking.
For the elevator? And some guy was like, oh, sorry, that was me. I was like, I knew it was you. But we were just
he admitted
joking.
It.
We were just joking around. No, I don't think it was him.
I think it was him.
Oh, and a shout out to David, I think.
Maybe.
He said if I punt it off enough, can I get a shot on the podcast? I was like, you don't have to punt it off. I'll just
But you forgot his name because he didn't punt it off.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to the homie that wants to get a tattoo.
Oh yeah. So I don't know if I ran this by everybody or not, but if I put today's the day and I haven't slept yet, so I'm probably not going to see him.
There's a tattoo parlor on.
This
the
is
ship.
Actually really sharp of me because I'm not going to see him today, so I'm not going
to
put him in
tattoo?
The 5K. So he said he would get a Sulfur Y tattoo and let us film it.
Oh my god.
But he wanted to be put in the 5K. But I'm going to go right to bed, so I'm not going to see that guy today, right? However, maybe we negotiate the prime. Maybe we give him a couple bullets in the prime.
Yeah, and maybe he gets like a S4Y instead of the whole word.
I mean, wouldn't you want the bulb?
Yeah, the bulb.
Definitely the
yeah.
bulb.
Just a bulb.
Just the bulb, yeah.
Yeah. For 1100?
1100, yeah.
Well, man, no. I might do that.
It's going to be a
okay,
couple.
Let's go.
Call.
Fucking call.
Okay, let me know so
well,
I can film it.
How big does it have to be? I'll do it on like my finger or something.
Yeah, well,
like
a no, quarter. No.
Like
no.
the
come
size
on,
of a quarter.
It'll be on your thigh.
It's got to be
my
like...
My thigh? That's no. crazy.
No, but
I don't
it's,
even have any on my legs.
It's got to be like, you know, the size of like a silver dollar.
Will you pay for the tattoo?
Yeah, of course.
How much and then plus 1100?
How much could it possibly cost?
Yeah, it might
100
be.
$100?
You... This is fucking ridiculous.
Wait,
I could have definitely later on in life or something
imagine
negotiated a real price. $1,100, you just fucking...
Shut up, man. Why
that's,
you
like, pretty
all...
good. Like, you know these NFT guys get face tattoos for $250.
I know, they're psychopaths.
What?
There's, like,
you know
this
people
guy
are out
that
there?
Got, like, three tattoos on his face of different NFTs that are just zero now.
Do you know how many people are out there with fucking Eric Persson's Maverick Gaming
oh,
tattooed
yeah.
on them
for like,
free?
For free merch.
Yeah, they literally just paid for the tattoo.
Yeah, the price is already low.
That was it.
This is as
imagine
as
I have no
yet.
Tattoos on my body and I just get, like, a forearm tattoo of the ball.
Oh, the
of the Maverick logo.
I'm not getting
that. That'd be kind of hard.
You would Maverick would have
I can see you with tattoos.
No.
No?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I can see. We have, as a matter of fact,
we
I got a sticker of it at the house.
Have images.
Relax.
Oh, yeah.
relax. I don't know what,
like, on the wrong side.
I don't know what that was all about.
That
I mean,
weird.
Appreciate my man who came to the academy
and
like
really
tried to hook it. It was really weird.
Can you fill in context for the people who
he sent
don't...
us these stickers? But like, it looked like I was Ed Norton from American
yeah,
History.
Him, like, so there's stickers of tattoos.
I have like face tattoos.
Yeah,
it's just
like
literally a headshot of me. It's a headshot of me,
oh.
except tatted.
Also, okay. it was sprayed with like Axe body spray.
Yeah, that's true too.
And it was sticker. It's a sticker.
There was
a bunch
of T-shirts too.
Yeah.
Berkey
is
like a
but,
it was weird.
But Berkey's sticker has never been seen before.
No, it can't. It's racist as shit.
Yeah, it is. It's
my dude has like a swastika on his cheek.
Yeah.
Or some
oh my god,
shit.
It's
fucking
a
weird,
bunch.
Man.
Yeah, it's like it's a little.
I'm telling you, it looks like Ed Norton from
I
fucking American History.
He just decided to
lying.
Get creative.
He's
and
like, did Berkey like that package? I'm like, yeah, I think he liked it.
I love. I
Everything
love
says
mine.
Supreme on it.
Oh my god.
Mine yeah. was the best. I must say.
Yeah, Conrad's is on his laptop.
Yeah,
he just doesn't have it with him today.
Oh, he made you guys stickers of each of you.
It doesn't say Supreme.
What is yours?
White supremacy.
It says supremacy.
Fucking base tortoise.
It was only you two though. Who else got stickers?
Chin had one. Yeah. That was great because it was when Chin was fat and had buck teeth.
Damn.
Forever in our memories.
Yeah, we'll sell those ones on the merch site.
On the merch site, right. I think we got a Who's Cooking, Connie.
Who, oh, shit.
You got a little something for us?
So I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
You're in that okay. place.
All right, well, then we're cooking. Let's find out who's cooking. All right, so, you know, this week we had a little high roller. Adam Hendricks smoked them, 74K.
Where was
little,
it?
He had
it was a 30,000.
A runner-up that he's fighting with that boy Landon over there. He's also cooking. Jay Bex, he won what 40K?
Sure.
Something like that.
Landon seems thrilled.
But who's really cooking? My man, Cuz.
Wow. Oh, I love this man.
That is pretty amazing.
We're gonna get him on this week.
I heard he was like having an orgy in the lobby and shit.
Oh, he actually has some pretty sick moves. I know.
Of course
look
he
at,
does.
Look
you
at footwork.
I mean, he can move. Look at his like his.
No, I had
like,
only seen from the top up, but his footwork
okay.
is
well, like
not
his,
bad.
I'm just impressed by his mobility.
Yeah. Look at his footwork. This is yeah, he's yeah. a trained dancer.
He does have footwork, right?
Cuz. Cuz Fox.
Listen,
I don't doubt you know, it. Look
yeah.
at that video.
Absolutely, okay. Cuz Fox.
You put the hand down.
Hey, sweetheart, you want to see what that cigar was last night? I don't think so. You know what I'm saying?
The same one in his mouth that day.
You know what I'm saying, Cuz?
All right, we're going to get Cuz on this week.
I'm actually Cuz.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Man, I love to get Cuz on
this.
That was
moves.
Cool and cooking.
We should have Cuz just teach you.
Speaking
dance
of,
class.
There is a boy band dance class that we are all going to
no.
take,
no.
and you'll
yes.
see some vlog footage.
We will all be taking it.
You will see some vlog
I'm 100%
in. At least Guapo.
Yes.
I think
Guapo will take it, and Brian will take
Tortoise
it.
Tortoise definitely.
That's it.
No, he's enthusiastic.
Berkey has to lose
the goddamn class.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
You don't want to do.
For the content. For the content.
We'll learn
I don't want to embarrass everybody.
Berkey's the
worst
dancer in this room.
I wouldn't be embarrassed
show everyone out.
No, well, not you. I mean, but, you know, these guys.
No, definitely would not. None of them would be embarrassed.
No. LaManna would teach the class.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. He still knows the entire moves. So, I was browsing Reddit earlier today. This is pretty wild, actually. A thread popped up about the WPT Voyage Cruise.
Oh.
And it was, like, it was titled, I'm Horrified. WPT
this
Voyage
Mortified.
Cruise.
Horrified.
But probably horrified well,
the,
as well.
That was the
right,
title,
but the title of the thread was horrified.
I gotcha.
And it just says, mortified. Absolutely mortified. I'm beyond embarrassed. Went to Sailor Services to load my bracelet, and this Russian hottie is going through my app to set up my account and Wi-Fi. She opens my browser, and Sasha Grey is getting holed out.
Holed out.
Why
emojis.
Fucking why?
I mean, Bro's got to like hit the X button.
Yeah,
we
you
have
know,
her
he's
on
done.
To see what she thinks.
I would love
it.
To hear her thoughts on.
Gotta jump
passenger.
Ship after that one.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
that man.
That's an overboard.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
He passed away.
He definitely passed away.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Passion of the Christ.
Wow.
On Easter Sunday, man.
I know.
On April Fool's
Day. Take a day off, mate.
Do you have any insight on what getting hold out means?
What is that entail?
I have an honest question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when you're doing the deed,
yeah.
and you're all done.
It's been a while for some of these people.
Okay. Do you actually close your browser? Like, what I'm saying is, if it's on your phone, like, once you're done, you're like, next time I open my browser, it's always what I had on 3 hours before or 5 hours before, regardless of whatever.
It sounds like you want to get out of there as fast as possible.
All I'm saying is I can understand where this guy's coming from. I mean, it sounds like you easily could have happened to me.
It sounds like you and this guy could, have a little support group.
Yes. Go bowling or something.
The reason for
talk about your browser habits and maybe get a little more cleanliness there.
Sure. The reason for closing the browser out is to, avoid that exact situation.
Yes. But once that you do that, you're kind of like, oh, get this out of here. What the hell was I watching?
Aren't you on incognito mode?
I don't even know what that is.
It doesn't matter. When you reopen it, it'll just go right back to where you were.
You don't reopen incognito. You go to your normal browser.
Oh, but were you on your laptop?
Why are you talking to me?
Oh, sorry.
I think the cat's out of the bag.
Gentleman on his laptop. Yeah.
If it's not already obvious, it was me that this happened to.
Was the gentleman,
we could have pulled this one off.
It was
LaManna. He just couldn't wait. Now it is.
I totally forgot.
It was like my life passed before my eyes, like in slow motion. As I was watching her like pretty manicured finger getting ready to touch the Safari button, my heart, my stomach, everything just got super hot.
And then if you grab it at that point, it's too soft.
It doesn't matter.
Right?
It doesn't matter. You got it. Sorry, my banking info's on there.
That's sharp.
The classical music started playing in the background.
That's a good one. Guapo, I have a question. Why wouldn't you close your browser? I feel like after you're done with your deed, don't you feel disgusting and you want to pretend like that didn't happen?
You just switch apps.
I try to clean up as quickly as possible and just pass out.
Oh, the clean up.
There's times where I just wake up and there's stuff just playing on my phone.
Oh my god.
It has autoplay on.
You're just dreaming. Just
guys gotta fall asleep.
He wakes up, dick still in hand.
Oh, not the dick in hand.
Just gets it going again.
Kleenex off the left.
Okay, we went from playing this as incognito to just making a whole segment out of it. So let's.
I'm just saying, I not only close the browser, I delete my history.
This is the best content we've had in fucking a year.
You seem to have a lot of shame around your porn habits.
It's more like
my track.
It's just like, oh, what the hell was that? And then you just kind of
keep it in.
I don't close it.
Honestly, here's the real thing: is that how like people put the black tape over their cameras because like the government might be watching. I kind of sometimes think that like maybe if I leave it open, they'll have access to all my shit on my phone.
They already know your porn habits.
But if you leave like Yahoo Mail open, no big deal.
I don't use Yahoo. I live in 2024.
If you leave AOL open,
if I leave my AIM open.
Don't deflect. Don't pretend like as if we're not still talking about the fact
you made a reference from 2001. Like, how am I not supposed to acknowledge that?
First of all, Yahoo Mail still exists. Number two.
So does AOL.
Don't pretend like you're not saying that exactly Pornhub is that somehow.
First of all, it's RedTube.
RedTube? You want to make a 2001 reference? How have you followed up with RedTube?
Melissa is absolutely disgusted right now.
RedTube. RedTube's degenerate.
That's what I watched in college.
Listen, someone told me about it. That's the one I like. That's the one I like.
That one has like degenerate stuff on it.
Yeah. No wonder she's closing her browser afterwards.
I think my phone would get hacked for sure. You guys agree?
Nikki still downloads her porn on LimeWire.
Do you think it's because they have so many viruses in porn sites that they'll hack?
Yeah,
it?
That's oh, okay. So I'm like,
wait,
I'm like,
viruses?
I need
viruses. What are you
I thought
guys
you didn't want them to track your porn.
Maybe
habits.
That too.
I was like, they're definitely doing
maybe
that already.
Maybe that too. I just think
with
that
the viruses.
What viruses?
Stuck on the viruses.
What are you getting the HIV on?
The Dementors.
No, like on your computer.
Like a Trojan.
It's like YouTube for porn.
Yeah, but sometimes those pop-ups.
Yeah, the pop-ups.
Yeah, they're like,
and then I'm browsing something else.
Near you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like shopping. I like totally forgot I did that. And now I'm shopping on Instagram. Yeah. And then a pop-up comes up and it's like, hey, you want to get
it's
fucked
like
this?
Virus,
I'm like, no, I don't. Oh my god. So I immediately close all those and delete my history. So
Grandma.
That.
Are you watching porn once a year? What is
basically
going on here?
Yeah,
no,
maybe
you don't get all those pop-ups.
I've never gotten a pop-up in
maybe
my life.
Quarterly.
On
you guys get pop-ups, right?
You guys got...
Are we only getting pop-ups?
I don't know.
It's like, see how long you can last.
Yes, yeah. You know? And it's like a floppy dick dildo thing that's like this.
So, and it's like an anime girl, like, don't want it.
Yes, yes.
Very 2013 of you.
What the fuck? What you browser don't have are you? No.
Safari.
Absolutely not.
No way it's only us. I'm using Safari, yeah. And then it'll come up like, you have a virus, boom, 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 and then it's like all these pop-ups.
Thank God she's
that
here.
That hasn't happened to me since 2003.
Oh, well that's why sure. I closed
okay.
You must have premium.
Start using Google Chrome, go to Pornhub
premium or something.
Just be
even
fine.
Even with ad block, it comes up.
All right, I'm saying this has never happened to me where a service worker has pressed on my phone and seen Sasha Grey getting pulled out.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job over here.
To be fair, between YouTube getting pop-ups and him watching Sasha Grey, I feel like I've gone back into 2011 anyway.
Sasha Grey is a timeless classic.
She's a streamer now. Maybe she'll come on our podcast.
Did she finally shave the bush, or is it still intact?
That I don't know.
That you don't know.
I missed that part.
Okay.
He was too busy looking at all the men in the video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was three to four gentlemen that there were taking the shot.
This is a poker podcast, right? Well,
he wasn't even looking
tortoise,
at her.
You know, don't get too hard over there.
Yeah.
You need to on this one.
It's vacation.
Yeah, he was poking her. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Talk about it. Good job, Nikki. Yeah.
Talking about the cruise.
Yeah.
I saw somebody was on this boat. Somebody I'm kind of interested to get on the podcast.
Oh, you got a guest coming on?
I want to get a guest on. I want the sign guy.
Oh, yeah.
We're not having this. What's he going to say?
Wait, he's already here.
We should have him walk in with a sign, custom sign.
Honestly, he just needs to have a sit down with Guapo. They're going to have a support group, and we just need to...
It's going
to
be
Do you
himself.
Somehow think that Terry the sign guy is not Wait. Guapo?
This would be so funny to have him in and have him and Guapo, get
just
on common
ground.
Just like
a solo interview. Yeah.
Imagine we cut to, the webcam, and it's just Terry the sign guy switching.
Just taking off his mask.
I can set that up.
And somehow, doing a remarkable job. What? I'm sorry.
He follows me on Twitter.
Of course he does.
I can DM him.
I would rather. What does he have to say? It's all written on the sign.
It could be enlightening. And I think Guapo and him could have a really good conversation.
What are you going to be enlightened about?
I mean, Robbie did just win a tournament.
What do I need to be enlightened about? I don't know yet.
Robbie did just win a $300 buy-in for, $1,250. And she took Jack 4 as the winning hand and somehow fucked up the suits.
Yeah, she didn't get the suits right.
She got them backwards.
She had the blocker.
She had the four of clubs.
Yeah, I remember it.
It's wild. It's wild to get it wrong. Does she not remember the whole blocker conversation?
Exactly.
What world am I living in here? I had a blocker.
Disappointment.
Incredible. Well, while we're on the topic of poker, let's maybe get to a little bit of meat here. Matt Marinelli put a tweet out, I guess this would have been a couple days ago now, and this is a little bit baited, but we'll roll with it. He said, your poker career is determined by variance. Even 500K hand samples can have massive shifts in results. Check out this experiment by looking at the EV big blind per 100 of 6 poker bots playing against each other for millions of hands. There is no rake. So the true win rate is 0.
Okay, I have a question.
Please, hit me.
The less skill edge, the higher the variance, right? So
absolutely.
It's obviously that if you take 6 spots, it's going to be really high variance.
Yeah, but his point is that over 6.5 million hands, variance still existed, which I don't think most people can conceptually understand.
But that's because they're all the same,
right? Right, but over 6.5 million hands, it didn't converge.
It would be 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, but instead it wasn't.
Oh, it was still there.
It was still
almost
2 big blinds in variance. Mm-hmm. So basically what he's saying is everyone who plays live, you'll never, ever, ever, you're not as good as you think you are.
Right.
So what you're saying is very valid, and it's the obvious, pushback against his tweet. And that's why
that was my first reaction.
And it's
when
correct.
I saw that.
You're absolutely correct. Well, because this doesn't take win rate into consideration, right? If everybody has 0 win rate, then variance is going to dictate the winner, of course.
Yeah.
But in an environment where somebody might be winning 30 big blinds and someone else losing 30, they can skate with a lot less variance for sure. Go ahead, Conrad.
I'm sorry, but this is something that you're going to want to hear.
Go ahead. Sign guy's here?
Huh?
What, Terry's here?
Fuck the sign guy.
Go ahead.
What happened?
I'm going to cry.
Oh, what no. happened?
The Steelers got Justin Jefferson.
Oh, my God. What? No. No. Oh, it's April Fool's. It's April Fool's. There's no way.
Me.
There's
God
no way.
It.
God. As soon wow. as
Good
I remember.
Did you see that reaction?
Good job, Tortoise.
That
was,
thank you. Thank you. Before Tortoise. I got too excited, I'm like, wait, it's April Fool's Day.
Fuck. I hope he didn't cut to me on the camera.
Bitch.
I don't
want
to.
You were going,
fuck. I didn't want to.
I got excited for about... 2.3 seconds.
Here's the frustrating
for 2.3
thing.
Seconds.
Here's the frustrating thing. It's not that he played an April Fool's joke. It's that he waits until we finally get to the meat of
yes.
the. He does
he
this
could have done
all
it during the
fucking time.
Right. He could.
Right?
Yes.
No, he does this all the time. Like somebody says something in chat, right dead
no.
smack in the yes. heart of the
for,
podcast.
No, for
he's like, hold on.
No, Burke. For what it's worth, you have to give him credit on this one because if he's gonna pull an April Fool's joke, that's when he should do it because it seems more real.
I disagree.
No, I'm with you on that one,
Conrad. I said CSAs have
been banned. Of course you are. You're not leading the fucking pod.
Yeah, the way it's so hard to get this group on track, I agree with Berkey.
It's going
to
take us 10 more minutes.
So variants.
Right. Like, what are we going to do? We have 30 minutes to fill, man.
Do you want to laugh?
No.
Well, I didn't realize...
That it was an
what, that we were talking
it was real.
Joke.
That, doesn't,
that, was real.
Okay. That doesn't make it better, though.
It
just
was,
never...
I think it makes it a little better. He thought it was breaking news, but it
right.
This is
not,
for the,
live.
It's not for the nerds and brainiacs.
He thought it was breaking
news. You can't break
true,
news we're when we're recorded. It's just unbelievable.
It's, recorded breaking news.
Unbelievable. All right, so the point back to this tweet was...
My God.
What you're saying is obviously true. When there's no win rate, variance is going to dictate the winners. Mm-hmm. Matt's point is that nobody has any
but
concept of sample.
No one can outrun variance.
Which is nobody has any concept of sample. So imagine it's 6.5 million hands. Mm-hmm. Everybody playing break even. Doesn't converge, right?
Yeah.
So imagine you're a live person now. How many hands are you going to play in a lifetime? 100,000?
Not anywhere
right.
close
a little
to that.
More.
Like, not anywhere close
maybe,
to 6.5.
Maybe a million. You might play a million hands in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Right. I think like on average you play about 30,000 hands a year if you're playing full time. So 20 years you're playing 600K hands.
Wow.
30 years you're playing almost
That's
a million.
Crazy.
So you're
I have another 10 years to go before I get to a million hands live.
So you're saying basically that like any winning player live, we just don't know if they're lucky or good.
Well, not no. What I'm saying is that I know both that they are both lucky and good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's the. That's the real meaning of this tweet of like what matters. David Baker followed it up and he was kind of echoing what you said mm-hmm. and he's right, but it's a little bit tone deaf because I think he misses the mark as well. He said, at the risk of getting attacked, this means zero. Run six bots playing roulette, the same. You'll see the same with variants.
Yeah, or like
that's the whole point of poker. You never have six players playing exactly the same for millions of hands. Skill separates winners and losers. Variance is not a part of the sole result. So what he's saying is now also true. But
yeah.
it's totally ignoring the survivorship bias aspect of it.
Right.
The underlying thread to pull at here is that samples live are very small. Mm-hmm. Win rates can be incredibly big. But every single person who's made it past the point of risk of ruin has gotten lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
It's
but
just undeniable.
But I think you can say that for not just poker, like business,
yeah.
you know, like other fields.
Survivorship bias is for sure present everywhere.
Yeah.
So you
it's
can,
just to what
but
degree.
But I'm just wondering, like, how is there a way that you can frame that in, you know, something that's, like, helpful for improvement? Because, you know, it can kind of be a drag to be like,
yeah,
oh, survivorship bias. Well, maybe I'll just run bad forever, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it's kind of like...
I think that's kind
can
of
can be a not helpful framework.
Yeah, I understand your point. I think recognizing survivorship bias is really important once you've gotten past the point of risk of ruin. And then I also think it's like an important frame of mind whenever you're in the bottom third run,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Brewer just suffered through.
Yeah.
That was kind of my rebuttal to Dave, ODB was just like, there will be people of equal talent who just hit a bottom tier run and disappeared.
Right.
Like they just vanished. We'll never hear or see from them.
It's the same on the other side of the spectrum too, right? Where the
right.
people have the exact same skill who just like go into the, you know, outer space and you're just like.
Yeah, I mean, some people just yeah. sunrun.
Some people
right,
think
yeah.
luck is a skill.
Oh, tell me.
Chewy.
You make your own
says
luck?
That.
That's true. Chewy does believe in manifestation.
And I mean, maybe it is.
He's also really good at poker.
Is Mars in Gatorade again?
Mercury, first of all. And yes, it just started today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how does that
Mars might be in Gatorade too.
Technical issues. Well, technical issues. Breakdowns.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it took you guys 4 hours to set up.
Had a fight before no the communication. Podcast.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone was fighting.
Conrad signing Justin Jefferson.
No, we're fighting because no one slept. Since Wednesday.
I slept in the hammock last week.
Can you please show the people your back?
No.
Like, you're fucking depriving the people right now.
That's
come on.
Okay.
Show it to them.
It's not good news.
Just picture waffles.
It'll be on our Patreon.
So there's survival.
In the back shot section.
Jesus Christ.
It'll just be pictures of people's backs.
That's your new website. It's like Feed Finder. But
yeah.
You can rate that.
Wow, great idea.
What is his post trying to, like, what's the main point? Is just like, hey, don't ever, don't have hope?
Like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like, how is this helpful?
So, like, what's the meat? Because the thing is like, yeah, survivorship bias, but, like, all you can do is all you can do in life. You can just try to do the best possible things, like take the best precautions, study, do all the things, and you're not guaranteed success ever. Never. You're never guaranteed success.
Even
but
in life, there's
but
so much variance.
It gives you
life.
A better shot at success. And I think that's all, that's what luck is just you like prepped yourself to the point where like now it's like God take the wheel, and then like maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But
I think for the math guys, it's just a reminder of to everybody else of like how small and out of control we are. Like, I think that there's a big misconception of control whenever it comes to, let's just deal with poker. Let's not get into the bigger picture of life, right? But like within the framework of poker, you have a certain amount of control over the decisions you make. And a lot of people try to curate a skill where they attempt to manipulate the outcomes that are effectively
and focus
predetermined.
Too much on that instead of
studying. So it's like the people who try to not go broke with kings versus aces. Mm-hmm. They're trying to manipulate an outcome that was predetermined.
Yeah.
If you have kings versus aces, like in no theoretical realm outside of like, you know, the furthest extreme, 10,000 big blinds effective. Yeah, whatever.
You know,
like sure, there are certain times to like, you know, maybe have a weird one-off deviation, but like in general, it's predetermined. You're just supposed to go broke there. Set over set, you're just supposed to go broke there. Mm-hmm. Flush over flush, like whatever. These hands have to just end up the way that they end up. Otherwise, you're costing yourself win rate for the times where you don't get cooled off, right? But a lot of people try to manipulate and control those outcomes to the best of their ability, and that's how they frame their entire skill set. And I think, like, from Matt's perspective, as a math guy, it's very freeing to just recognize how little control we have over all of that aspect, because that's just literally a manifestation of variance.
Just lean into the variance.
Well, it's the just pay narrative, right? It's just like, I'm not going to try to fold flushes when they win. You know, they're five card hands. They're really hard to fold.
I feel like that's the message of the two.
No, it's a lot more. I mean, you know.
It's a lot more like, these guys all suck and you guys don't know who's actually good.
I think he's more saying like, everybody sucks.
It's more doomerism, I think.
That's what I'm saying. It feels doomery, and that's why I'm like, well, how can this be spun in a way that's even helpful for anybody? Because like, to me, that's kind of like,
when you add win rate into it,
it kind of has the feeling of just like, hey, just remember, we're all specks of dust in space on a rock. Like, and it's like, okay, cool.
What
do we do with that?
The framing that I think it's lacking is if instead of having six equal opponents, it had four equal opponents and then one winner, one loser.
Yeah.
So say like, a 20 big blind winner and a 20 big blind loser. Seems or even just like one winner and three losers.
And showing that over 6.5 million.
Right. So now what you would see, variance would still exist, but that player would just win.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
He would just win at a different clip.
That, see, me, that is way more of a helpful like thing to think about.
Right.
Well, probably not even like 20 bigs, right? You can just say someone's winning five. Like five big blinds playing online is like a huge
win
rate.
I mean, think about like house edges with slots. Like they're less than 10.
Right. So like if you look at 100K sample size, he might be winning 10 big blinds. He might be winning one big blind. If you look at 1 million, he might be winning like 3.5 big blinds or 7 big blinds. And if you look at like 10 million hands, now it might be like 4 or 6. You know what I mean? It's just going to continually converge upon his true win rate.
It kind of like, game selection should be like at the forefront, kind of like, you know, because like if you're playing against six other people that are all winning players or just as good as you, then there's going to be so much more variance. When you're playing against you know, a much better table, then your win rate is just going to skyrocket.
Turtles advocating for bum hunting.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, think that's like something that affects your ROI, and so is studying, and so is like a lot of other stuff.
That I think is really important, is the like studying impacts your win rate and yeah. ROI.
Well,
like,
I mean,
bankroll management affects your win rate. And
we've all kind of agreed that the machine has the highest win rate. It's about playing like online environments. Like you play on left hands against the machine.
I don't know. There was a big debate. I don't know that everyone's agreed.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
There might be a whole camp that thinks the machine.
Right. Okay. Besides that camp, let's move the camp away. If you're playing online cash and you're just against the machine. The idea would be, I want to play the strategy that the machine does, because over the longest period of time, that'll make me win the most.
Right.
And in some spots, that's just paying with bluff catchers that are worth zero. And the machine's just like, you know what, it's worth zero. I call and I lose and I move on with my life.
But there are, and maybe this is where I think like ODB's tweet is relevant and Marinelli might miss it. There's a lot of situations live where you can just do better.
I think that's fair. I'm just more so saying like from the infinite game standpoint online.
Yeah.
Right, like you play online, you don't really know what's going on, you don't know your opponent very well, and let's just say reads can't be made.
Even live with reads and everything else, you're still going to converge, it just takes longer time.
Yeah, well, right. There's more correct answers. There's no actual zero EV.
Right,
it's just plus minus, but you never know if you're plus or minus.
But like in those moments, you're still iterating against each other. Right, you see a showdown, things change. Mm. You don't go to showdown, things stay the same, or things change in a presumptive way, whatever. I don't know. I found it to be an interesting tweet because I think like this is one of those concepts that like just drastically divides the community immediately. Like Landon Becker. You know, it just immediately divides into those two camps of like either you're on Marinelli's side where it's like, yep, we're all just like really lucky, and those of us who are studied and better than others are going to reap the rewards because we're gonna suffer less negative variance.
And still lose long like short term. You know, like the important part there is even if you have a win rate, you can still just lose for a long period of time. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong.
Right.
And some like I have some friends that go on some downswings here and there and think they have to do a strategic overhaul.
No, they suck.
Because because like they lose, call it a couple days in a row, or like lose for 10,000, 20,000 hands. And it's like you're not doing anything wrong. The only thing that's wrong here is thinking that you have to change.
Yeah. And then I think like ODB's counter is like, well, if you win for 15 years straight, like that's not luck. And I think that's also semi-reasonable. It's basically just demonstrating that, like, even in a slow environment like live, this person clearly has a win rate.
Yeah.
And maybe we can't pinpoint what it is, but it's greater than zero.
Yeah. Well, there's more win rate afforded at live.
For sure.
So it's kind of, there's more to scoop up.
Nobody knows what people are losing live, man.
Marinelli's online. Yeah, I just mean from, like, the
people losing don't know.
Do you think that it's hard for the machine to account for human emotion too? Because like that's honestly like where a lot of win rate comes from live, like with edges. Like is people tilt? I don't know about online. But like it feels like live. Like they drove there. They parked. They're losing. Like they tilt more.
There's more meta.
Tilt is always going to be. Like tilt won't, it shouldn't matter long run, right? If you're playing a theoretically sound strategy, you'll just collect
that money. No, that's
what
I'm saying. I don't think that they are. I think that's why live. I don't know if this chart is accounting for like how crazy the live games are. When
right, but all
I tilt way more online,
so it's not accounting for any for what it's worth. Edge really, like ROI-wise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but like the. Like if you call it tilt, whatever, it's a negative skill edge.
Machine's still gonna pick up EV
right,
playing
machine.
Machine
will still pick it up. It just won't maximize that one specific spot.
Yeah,
but like it'll maximize it over the long
run. You're still winning. You might not be winning the most, mm-hmm. but you're still gonna win more right. because they're losing more as they're not playing theoretically sound.
Right, and they don't have to give anything up to collect their small chunks of EV as opposed to like trying to collect all the EV in that one exact spot while putting themselves out. On
like
the
in theory, if a bluff catcher is zero EV, but in practice, because they're tilting, it's positive and they fold, they're not really losing money. Like they are in default to calling, but the machine's still going to call normally and win money from someone playing suboptimally. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take too long.
Yeah,
they might heal from their tilt before
like,
they've
like theory has no time
you
limitation.
Don't get to capitalize.
That's the
right.
difference.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding this graph. It sounds like it's saying like, okay, if you played 6 million hands, there'd be this much variance.
Oh, well, it's just
if
six,
all win rates are
if they were six
equal.
Bots
oh, they were all,
playing against
right.
each other.
Right. Okay, so
well, there's no win rate. It's the thing.
Yeah,
everyone's
no,
everyone's
every,
break
it's
even
all zero,
versus each other.
So it's just variance, basically. Like when there's no win rate, it's just
experience.
Like, right? The way that people might think the graph should look after 6.5 million hands would be that flat. The win rates is just 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Right, right.
But it's like 0.8 minus 0.7, where somebody that's winning might think they're doing something extremely different than the guy that's losing,
okay,
who looks like he has a bad reg, mm-hmm, or like
I understand
a
now.
Shit reg. But in reality, they're both just as good as each other.
Gotcha.
Someone got to win more all-ins or have better bluff catching
distribution.
Spots.
Yeah. Like,
but it kind of makes sense to me, like, who's, like, on each camp, because, you know, like, Matt Marinelli plays, like, high-volume, like,
right,
hard games online. So does, like, Pads. I saw him post it. Like, it's a lot of people who are used to maybe more of, like, a thin-edge type of game.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, like, the different camps.
I mean, that's
it.
That's what it boils down to, right? The lower your win rate on average, the more variance,
yeah,
will exist. So for live guys, it feels variance-free often because you might be winning double-digit big blinds per hunt.
Which is kind of the issue in the sense of survivorship bias, where
well, because long-term, nobody's winning that much.
At that clip, just because you won the all-ins in the spot where if you didn't win them, you
could 30. Not even that. It's just like you capitalize on people whose loss rate are infinite, and then they go broke. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You put in a big enough sample, all of it regresses to the mean.
But when you're saying long-term, you're saying like 6 million like 30, 40 years, right?
More.
So some people won't even realize that.
Three or four lifetimes.
Right. So some people will just drop out after 10 years and maybe be big winners in the game just because like they're just never going
to. Kind of speaks to your point of like how is this important to us?
Right.
Because live, like, in a lifetime, you're only going to play a million hands.
And you're only going to play X thousand tournaments.
Right.
So yeah, if that.
Yeah, so
not
I mean,
everyone can be chosen.
And I think Matt's point is like, okay, well, if you only play a million hands over your lifetime live and you're a winner, then to some degree you were chosen.
Yeah.
Which is mildly fair.
It's like
to
saying,
even be playing poker to begin with, you were chosen. Like, if to be able to play poker for a living.
Sort of. The game kind of like self selects.
We can like extrapolate
right?
this to every. I mean, it's like, yeah, so what? Like, I wasn't born in, you know, like. The depths of hell. Like,
sure.
Yeah, I was chosen.
Sure. Does this exist way more in MTTs, right? Because you could just rip off $1 million win where you can't do that in a cat. Like, you have to, like, you could just run, you don't have to run so good to rip off $1 million win in a $1,000 tournament, but you do have to run so good to win $1 million in a cash
game
at a certain stake level.
I think it's tough to say because live, you'll never realize true ROIs because the sample's so small.
Yeah.
And I think it's really difficult to quantify what a good player's win rate is in live MTT. Like, there could be.
I just think the standard deviation can be much greater in a MTT than it is in a cash game.
Well, yeah, because of the outlier scores.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying is that there are two parts at play here. One is the ROI on the event, which can't be realized, of course. And then the other is the big blind per 100 win rate that they have playing throughout the event. So the ROI is going to have like a massive standard deviation because you're going to win like, you know, 1,000 buy-ins in an event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard to ever regress to the mean because you just can't play that many tournaments in your life. But if you play 10,000 tournaments in your lifetime, your big blind per 100 win rate, it's not going to be super accurate, but like relatively so. And the issue is that in MTTs, you're never really measuring things that way.
No, because chips later are worth more.
Right. So like,
stacks are smaller.
So like, you could take somebody who seems like they have big outlier ROIs, like somebody like Chance, right? He's played a bunch of events and he has a ton of outlier scores. And it makes it seem as though he has like an unattainable ROI for like, which he does, don't get me wrong. But the mean he may regress to might be a lot higher than we give him credit for, because he might just be winning like 30 big blinds per 100 throughout day ones.
Right.
You know, he might be winning like 50 big blinds per 100 once they reach the bubble. Something along those lines.
That's what I was saying. Like, some people might just not live long enough to regress to...
Nobody can. No, we know that. Yeah. We know
so
that
for
sure.
So it's just a theoretical reality. It's not even... That's why I'm like...
Yeah, well, it's more so like, what is the theoretical mean?
Right.
Because it's going to be very different than what it is online.
I'd imagine it's just like predicated on understanding that for the vast amount... Gambling is just insanely involved, and you can't make poker look like
that's
a perfect.
That's the fucking beauty.
That's the
like
point.
That's the message.
Okay.
Is that in your lifetime?
We're gambling, baby.
Yeah, we're fucking gambling, baby.
Let it ride.
You know,
let it ride, baby.
That's how I feel about life too.
Yeah.
We're gambling. We're out on
it. It is like
we're in the middle of the
there's
ocean.
So much variance in life,
right?
Too.
So like you can.
So it's kind of like so what?
You can say like, okay, if you take this path, you have the biggest chance of success, and maybe you should do that path. But then at the end of the day, there's a lot of variance involved.
I do think the tweet's probably missing, like, having somebody win one big blind, someone loses one big blind.
Even just showing one by one big blind.
Like, you go 0-0-0-0-1-1, just to see if the guy that's winning one over 7 million hands does win, where it's like, okay, if you work hard and you prove an edge.
But was this, like, pluribus? Like, they don't have, like, they couldn't
It was just, like, a variance calc. It was just a variance calc.
So they could do that data.
I think it's very possible to do. But, like, the idea being, if you have a win rate in a game that you're playing, if you hammer it long enough, you can be a winner long term.
Yeah.
To me, that is way more, like, that's, like, the motivation.
Yeah.
The other person is, like, doomer.
Cause, yeah, because, like, I don't, I'm not interested in the doomer stuff. Like, I've already been down that path mentally.
You've been doomed. It's not, like, helpful.
I've doomed myself before, so it's kind of like, like, oh, I'll never, you know, it's, like, it's not helpful because then I just stagnate or I don't do anything about it. But then if you just focus on trying to, like, attain win rate.
I think that's the biggest thing, is that this tweet doesn't frame out that win rate is very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's basically
it's just variance.
It's putting a big
variance
emphasis.
Variance is big, guys. It's putting a big emphasis that variance exists. Yeah, it is.
But it's forgetting to, like, mention, like, oh, and by the way, this other variable exists that can, like, greatly limit the amount of variance you'll take on.
Yeah, and it's incredible, like, what just a small amount of win rate can do over time. I think that's, like, they're missing a big...
I still think the graph itself is important, just in the sense of you see all zeros, and most people over that big of a sample, seeing 7 million hands, would expect all zeros, and seeing that it can be so different in outcomes for
anyone. Almost all those people also diminish their own win rate. Like, I saw Chewy retweet it and say, like, your entire career is basically luck. Marinelli kind of said the same thing, and it's like, they're all diminishing their own win rates. Like, these guys have been
proven winners.
They're
so used to being so good that they've forgotten how much has been work.
It almost becomes like a bit of imposter syndrome where, like, they don't recognize how big their win rate has been up until this point.
What if I've been lucky this whole
time? Yeah, and it starts to creep in of just like, oh,
that's
I've just been sun running
helpful,
for two decades.
It's not helpful for the people running good. It's not helpful for the people running bad because the people running good are saying, what if I've been
lucky
the whole time?
People running bad are coping, though. That's kind
of
sick.
Would this be the equivalent of just taking a die and rolling it 6 million times and then just seeing which number lands and you'll see the deviations
in it, okay, Brian, like, at what million number would you expect to see, like, all of them have the same?
Right, exactly.
Would it be 7 million?
I mean,
no,
according to this, 65 million
infinite,
is...
No, it doesn't exist. It's infinite.
Exactly. It's infinite, right.
It has
It'll never be...
You'll never reach absolute zero.
Right.
That's just the way numbers work.
Obviously, you'll get very, very close the higher you roll.
Correct.
Yeah. And I guess that's the point with the variant with this graph, is that even though it's 7 million, you didn't get that close because the win rates are still so scattered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It might have to be like a billion hands or something for it to be like minus.
Well, the win rates aren't so scattered. It's just that the result,
the fixed
variance to the game is still pretty scattered at that low of a sample. Like, that's still considered a low sample.
Yeah, 7 million is low.
Yeah, all we learn from this is, like, the relativeness of sample size.
Like, a million hands doesn't mean that much. 500K means almost nothing. 100K means dust.
But when you add win rate, those things mean a lot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? If somebody's winning a lot in this sim, you'll see it. You'll see a true win rate start to emerge way sooner than you would at zero.
Yeah, like, I just, from playing with Prime Dope Calcs when I was playing online cash, call it a few years ago, you could see the difference in how much win rate affects over probability of loss over whatever amount of hands you're looking at.
Yeah.
Where if you look at 100K hands and you have a win rate of like 5 big blinds per 100, your probability of loss might be like 20%.
Mm.
You know, so now if you play 500K hands, the probability that you're losing is going to be pretty low.
Yeah.
Possible, but low.
Yeah.
Some people just realize their equity more often than others.
Like the tortoise?
I wish.
Got to check down and go to river, you know, you realize all that equity.
You realize that equity, but you forget to get fucking value for it.
It's hard.
Fine. Hey. I didn't need that bet. Nah. I got to realize that equity, baby.
Hey, safety first.
I got to make a hand.
Safety first. That's what they taught me on this boat.
Yep, that's that's the big speech to give somebody. It's like, oh, you wanted me to bet that, did you? No, I was fucking realizing.
Yeah, that's right. I'm out there realizing.
You don't know about
I wanted
realizing.
To realize my equity with two overs and a combo draw.
Better and better, and I saw all five.
That's right.
So who's the real winner?
You're wishing. I'm realizing.
We need a little man of fucking sticker. with safety first. Like, just like a picket, safety
with
first.
A little tortoise.
Yeah. Like the one, the tortoise.
Yeah.
But, tortoise approved.
But with
tortoise
Lamanna.
Safety first.
Right. Lamanna's face on a tortoise head. I like where this is all going.
Yeah. So perfect.
All right. That's going to do it for us. I haven't slept in 2 days. I need to go to bed.
Bro,
hopefully, God, please let this upload. This should be up in normal time. We're going to pray. If it's not, you might not see us the rest of the week. If it is, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time. Same place, noon Pacific on our YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, click that bell. We'll see you guys all tomorrow.
Peace.
Peace.